This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 178. How to save 10 hours each week while still crushing it on social media. Part 1 by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator. Welcome to Optimal Startup Daily, where I read to you each and every day from some of the best startup and entrepreneur blogs you can find. And today we're featuring Neil Patel, who usually writes articles that run around 2,000 words, which is longer than a typical article that I narrate on this show. So I like to break it up into two episodes so that we don't end up with episodes that are too long. Now, his articles may be longer, but they're full of great content. So with that, let's hear today's post from Neil as we optimize your life. How to save 10 hours each week while still crushing it on social media. Part 1 by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. You know what's great about social media marketing? Major social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter are free to use. Sure, paid ads are almost a necessity on virtually every popular social media platform if you want to ensure you're actually reaching the right people. But at its core, it's still free to get the ball rolling. Both you and your audience are able to use sites like Facebook and Twitter without fear of hitting some kind of fee for use. As if that wasn't enough, there's the fact that you can use these platforms to build communities around your product. You can create content that resonates with your audience, have a dialogue with customers about their experiences, and generally build a world that revolves around your brand. You know what isn't great about social media marketing? The massive amount of time you have to invest in it to ensure your marketing strategies work out. Let's face facts. You're running a business. Even in the least competitive industries, that's a full-time job. If you're running a business, it's unlikely that you've got the spare time or energy to fully implement a complex social media marketing campaign. But what if I told you that you didn't have to worry about having to spend all that time managing your profiles? Social media marketing can be a major time suck, unless you know how to maximize your efficiency and get some pretty impressive returns in the process. That's why I decided to put together a quick list of methods and tactics that business owners can use today to save time on social media. There are a variety of ways that you can save time on social media, but I've chosen some of the most concrete and reliable, regardless of wherever in the world your brand is. And with all of that out of the way, let's dive into some of the easiest, most effective ways to dominate social media marketing. 1. Practice batching. I'll be honest, I'm legitimately surprised at how often I'm seeing this ignored by the average business owner struggling with developing their social media presence. The concept of batching is hardly anything new. You probably ended up batching projects or readings back when you were in school. What makes this so important is the way that batching can help you save plenty of time and money rather quickly. To understand what I mean, let's consider two different approaches to managing a social media page. On the one hand, we have the reactive responding. Reactive responding essentially boils down to responding whenever your brand is engaged with on social. The benefits of this method are definitely worth mentioning. Not only is your response time going to be significantly faster, but your audience will end up with the impression that your social media platforms are run by people who are constantly available. Major corporations like Western Union that can afford to hire someone to run their social media pages commonly have the "Very Responsive to Messages" tab on their business pages. Having that tab on your business page can definitely show your audience how much you value speedy communication. That being said, this is where the list of benefits ends. The reality of managing a social media page this way is that it's massively time-consuming, and there isn't much that you can do here to save time. On the other hand, we have the batching approach. As far as marketing techniques go, I found it to be one of the best for shaving hours off your social media management time. Your audience is still getting their issues addressed, but it's no longer instantaneous. By establishing a few specific times throughout the day to check your social media pages, you'll be able to sustain a healthy level of engagement with your audience. Will your responses be a bit slower? Sure, but that's by design. They'll still be consistent, and now you'll have the added bonus of not having to constantly be aware of your social media presence. Which actually brings me to an important point in this approach: self-discipline. It's almost unavoidable that during this process, you'll feel the need to check your social media pages randomly throughout the day. As a business owner, it can be difficult trying to take your hands off the wheel, especially if you've been checking your brand's social media pages multiple times on a daily basis. But the fact of the matter is that the only way to make the most of the batching approach is to ensure that you stick to it. Establish 3 to 5 times throughout the day where you're allowed to review your social media pages and respond to your audience. Not only will this end up saving you an insane amount of time, but it'll also ensure that you're taking part in a sustainable social media marketing strategy. 2. Learn to curate content. But okay, that's just a management approach. How exactly can you build up your social media pages while still saving time? The answer to this question comes in the form of a drastically misused method, the curation of content on social. Here's the interesting thing about content curation. For the sake of this example, we're going to focus on 2 basic definitions of content curation in the marketing industry. For some, content curation is essentially the recycling or plugging of other people's content. And let's face it, creating content is tough. And creating completely unique, compelling content day after day? That's borderline impossible for the average small business owner. Which is why this version of content curation can sound so darn appealing. Business owners can provide their audience with value and avoid having to create any content themselves. It sounds like a pretty good deal, right? But there's more to this situation than meets the eye, so let's address a few things. First off, yes, you would be able to produce less original content and rely on the work of others in your industry. But you do end up missing out on quite a bit of potential in the process of doing this. Why? Because the second version of content curation is exceptionally more valuable. Make no mistake, content curation in any form will help you save an impressive amount of time when it comes to managing your social media presence. And frankly, one way or another, you're going to end up promoting ideas that you didn't have to come up with on your own. But the second version of content curation can be an incredibly powerful tool for the average small business owner trying to be seen as a legitimate online authority. If you're going to curate a bunch of different sources, you could do what CJG Digital Marketing did and build an infographic around that content. Let me explain. If you're just reposting or retweeting the content that others are making, that's only going to get you so far. The reality of social media marketing is that you need a certain level of consistent posting in order to get the most out of your social media profiles. And as admirable as it is to try to make completely unique content every day, the truth is that it's a recipe for burnout. Even if you're operating in an industry that's changing on a daily basis, the truth is that coming up with content every single day is going to be rough on you. That's why content curation is such a powerful tool for small businesses. Instead of trying to load your content calendar with as much purely unique content as you can manage, make an effort to curate content frequently. The reason for this? Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled How to Save 10 Hours Each Week While Still Crushing It on Social Media by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And again, we're going to hear the rest of Neil's post in tomorrow's show. So make sure you're subscribed to this podcast to get it delivered to you automatically. So a little bit about Neil. He's an online marketing wizard. Even if you don't have an online business necessarily, you need a presence online, and he can help you get more customers. He's all about generating more traffic and sales, and definitely proven, as he's been named one of the top 10 marketers by Forbes. Entrepreneur Magazine says he created one of the 100 most brilliant companies. He was also recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 30 by President Obama, and a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 35 by the United Nations. So his content is always valuable, and we're going to hear more from him, like I said, tomorrow. So that's it for today. I thank you so much for listening and for subscribing, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show, where I'm going to wrap up Neil's post and where your optimal life awaits.